Welcome to our very first podcast radio station. This is the Bass Vibration Network with yours truly, RJ. And, you know, our lovely host is Queen Quan. And then we also got Ashley K. What's up?
Hey, everybody. This is Ashley K. Hope you guys can hear me out there. Mic check. This is our first official podcast radio show here. So we super duper excited and glad to have each and every one of you tuning in to this live with us right now. So any technical difficulties, listen, we're going to keep it raw and uncut. All right. So that's one thing you're going to know about us. We're going to keep it real. No sugarcoating over here. So y'all going along with the testing right now. So we're going to get into, you know, what is all this about? Like, what does bass vibration actually mean? So I'm going to break it down for you. It's pretty simple. I mean, the name speaks for itself. Bass stands for, those that's listening, if you're in tune to energy, vibration, the chakras, and you understand what the base root, the base chakra is, that's that bottom level right there. Most people, when you think of the chakras and energy, we go straight to the third eye, up to the crown. But we're going to focus on helping everybody get through the root, get to the root of all your problems, you know, not just personal problems, but society, things that we're dealing with, you know, on a day-to-day basis. So you're going to get straight, you know, get through it, get through it together. And then, of course, bass is, you know, broken into words as well. B stands for belief. A stands for action. S stands for support. And E stands for elevation. So, you know, that might speak for some of you that likes affirmation. So you could daily, you know, speak on those different things, because what this network is going to bring light to and attention to is those different aspects, you know, make everybody whole, you know, make us tap into ourselves, get more in tune with our bodies as well as the universe, the earth, and each other, you know, one as one race. And then you got vibration. What is vibration? You listening to us right now live through frequency, right? You know, the radio frequency. So vibration is just energy. Every single person on this earth has a vibration in their body. Everybody has energy. We all made of energy and vibration. So when we communicate, these words that are coming out of my mouth right now are just vibrations into the universe. So that's really the bottom line to what bass vibration means. Like, that's what it is. You know, it's raw. Like, it's real. That's what we're doing. We're getting to the root of society's issues. So I know you're seeing today's episode, which is our first one, which kind of crazy, coming straight for the juggler, straight for the issues. We ain't playing no games with Black History Month. We going straight for it. So all lives matter when is what this, you know, what we going to talk about today, you know. And that's a topic that a lot of people, you know, on social media, different radio stations talking about it. I mean, you know, this is Black History Month, but according to the new guy over there in the White House, and he didn't want to change it to African American History Month and American Heart Month and all this other extra stuff. But at the end of the day, it's going to be Melanated Month. Anybody with melanin in their skin, this is your month to figure out what happened. What did our ancestors go through? You know, take those clues so we can go forward in the future, right? So we want to know the infamous question. You know, we want to finish that statement. All lives matter when, and I know RJ over here, he really thinking deep. Like, if y'all can see RJ, right? If y'all can see RJ right now, like, he got his head down. Like, we're going to be, and that's another thing, we're going to be streaming live soon, y'all. So y'all going to be able to see us, interact with us, and all that good stuff. So that's going to be pretty exciting. That's going to be pretty dope. I can't wait for that. But go ahead, RJ.
I mean, all lives matter when. That is the question of today. Personally, all it matters right now, in this very moment. You know what I'm saying? That's just true. Why? Because right now we're living in a past result. Everything in this present moment is a result of the past. And in order to understand what's going on today in this very moment, we have to understand our past, our true origins, our roots, the base. You know what I'm saying? And I think this month specifically that we are in this month, I think it's so important for everybody to open their minds, communicate, and, you know what I'm saying, understand those origins so we can move forward into the future, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, so all lives matter. It matters now at this very moment. Well, obviously, you know, we are talking about our organizations You know what I'm saying? Everybody's so proud of, you know what I'm saying? Have their own personal feelings attached to, you know, their own personal point of views, which I respect that. I mean, that's a lot. There's a lot to those organizations, you know, personally. But, yeah, for me personally, like I said, all lives matter right now in this present moment. You know, that's most important. Definitely.
Well, one of the questions everybody asking now, do black lives matter? What you think about that, RJ? Do black lives really matter?
Of course.
Why do black lives matter?
I mean, shit, man, look at history. You know what I'm saying? Let's observe history. Let's observe where it all started. You know what I'm saying? Let's look at the origins of it all. You know what I'm saying? And what it manifested into. And it matters. It matters because I feel like sometimes I feel like we're the missing puzzle of the world. You know what I'm saying? Which obviously was stripped from a lot of our people. You know what I'm saying? But we are. So, yeah, we are. You know what I'm saying? We are the missing puzzle of the world, personally. And Black Lives Matter because it's the culture. You know, we got generations to come. We got kids to raise. We have family we all love dearly. You know what I'm saying? And this is the part in our history, you know what I'm saying, in our history where we have to identify everything as this is a culture, this is a foundation, something that was stripped from everybody, you know what I'm saying? Once upon a time in our history, all this stuff was stripped, you know what I'm saying? The culture was taken from people. And now we're in a day and age where we can dream and we can manifest our thoughts, you know what I'm saying? And et cetera, et cetera. And right now, I feel like it's super important that we take this culture seriously.
I agree. And then the one thing, you know, that comes to mind, too, even with this whole movement, is like everything that's going on. I mean, if you're on social media or if you have a CNN app, I mean, you get an alert every day. I actually deleted the app, by the way. I mean, CNN listening, I deleted your app, okay? I can't deal. Every day, all day, I'm getting notifications. Either you got Twitter, fingers Trump going on and on, or you got something going on with people across seas, you know, looking at America because we're supposed to be the example for the world. And right now, we are daggone circus act. Like, this is really beyond me. And it's not, you know, to say, oh, I'm against this political party or that, because, you know, to keep it 100 on this show, we're going to express our political views. And to be honest with you, mine is kind of different than what you're probably thinking based off of what I'm saying. I'm not mad at Trump and I'm not for Trump. I'm kind of neutral with it because, to be honest with you, I'm actually excited that he's doing what he's doing. That's going to sound crazy to a lot of you because what he's doing is he's shaking up the entire world. Right. He's shaking up humanity. So everybody is seeing the faults, not just in our government, but they're seeing the faults within themselves. Because if you got this much hatred that you decided to just go with this person, even though they told you from rip how they are, like he exposed himself, like we're supposed to see people for who they are based off of, you know, their fruits or their labor. Like, he ain't sugarcoat nothing. That's one thing I can admire about him. This that's how I am. Like, I'm just saying how I feel. And that's just what he does. You know, he said he was going to do something, but then his first 10 days in office, he signed like almost 19 or 20 executive orders. Like, who does that in 10 days? Like, that's why I deleted CNN. Like, who? Yeah, like, I mean, like, he just went straight in it. But see, this is the thing. Like, he told everybody what he was going to do. He didn't act like he was somebody else. He didn't say, I'm going to do this. And no, everything he said he was going to do, he did it within 10 days. First day, 3 hours after he gets sworn in, dude in the office signing papers. Like, it's crazy. Like, we laughing about it. And this is why everybody, you know, around the world is looking at America like, what the heck is going on? You know, really do all lives matter? Now, you know, we can get deep into the whole Black Lives Matter movement and really sit here and bash what they're doing and what they're not doing. But we'll get into that a little later. But really, the focus here is, when did it or when will it ever be where every single person on the face of this earth, no matter the color of your skin, your sex, your where you come from, your ethnicity, it doesn't matter. Like, whoever you are, I mean, kids, adults, do babies matter? Like, everything, you know, when you look at it from that perspective, it's like,
you really got to sit and think about it, because, you know, you got criminals, do their lives matter? Do you got unborn babies, do their lives matter? You got Africa, do the Africans' lives matter? You got, the Arabs right now, the Muslim ban, do their lives matter? You got gay people, do their lives matter?
But that's the thing, though, that's the problem. You know what I'm saying? I've observed society, certain situations that's going on in society. Like, for example, you know, 62 homicides, about 2,000 plus shooting incidents, whatever the case may be, shooting victims. You know what I'm saying? At that point, you know what I'm saying, being that, you know, it is an issue in our culture, in our communities. It is an issue. And personally, for these organizations, Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, to not even speak up or, you know what I'm saying, protest about those type of issues, which is really important. You know what I'm saying? Or even expand their mission or whatever the case may be in order to invest in our community in different ways. You know what I'm saying? Besides just building YMCAs and all that, I'm talking like really personal, like personally getting involved with our community. Nothing. You know what I'm saying? So it does make me question their motives as well, but I know that their mission is.
Like with Black, like he's saying, because, you know, I think a lot of listeners are not paying any attention to the actual mission of these organizations. Like, we can sit here all day and say what they're not doing or what we think they should be doing. That's all, you know, our opinion. But let's state some facts, because we all about facts here. We're not about alternative facts, all right? We about facts.
Well, the Black Lives Matter movement focuses on the fact that Black citizens have long been far more likely than white to die at the hands of police. So those people out there that's demonstrating out there chanting Black Lives Matter, they're declaring the same thing that the voting and civil rights activists made a century and a half ago. So they are not asserting that Black lives are not more precious than white lives. They are saying they're underlining in the indisputable fact that lives of Black citizens in this country have historically mattered and have been discounted and devalued.
Right. But what it sounds like from the mission, okay, maybe I'm just making sure I understand. I'm going to act like one of the listeners. Black Lives Matter mission pretty much was and is created for police brutality.
What does that sound to me?
I guess that's their focus. So their focus is not on building better schools. Their focus is not on building, you know, better banks and banking systems, infrastructure. They're building the economy and none of that type of stuff.
Not at all.
Not even financial education?
Nope.
Dang. They ain't even worried about abortion either, is it?
No, and let me tell you the surprising fact about abortion. This is so baffling. I mean, a lot of people probably don't even think about this and don't even know this. The statistics out of New York City, and I am embarrassed to say that is my home state, New York City. The shocking results, 54.6% of Black babies and healthy pregnancies are aborted in a year. That means 79 Black babies are aborted in the city every day and 66 are born alive. In other words, for every 1,000 Black babies that are born in New York City, there's 1,200 that are aborted. So they're killing more babies than are being born. What's that about?
So do our lives really matter? See, like I said that, like,
right, when? Do it start in the womb? Is it after? When do it matter?
Right.
That's kind of deep. I didn't even look at the statistics in that perspective. Like, really? Like, y'all out here really? So that's another thing. I'm a female, obviously, but I'm not going to be sitting here, you know, be a feminist and be all extra and be like, okay, anti-man, that's not what we're going to do here. We all going to bash and go that way. You know, and y'all sitting out here marching and having a big whoop-de-doo and upset, and I'm just going to call it for how I see it. Y'all upset because government is telling y'all that, you know, the insurance company should not pay for y'all to not have babies no more. Now, y'all should pay it for yourself. My logical thinking would be, okay, well, this is going to force people to second guess, you know, going out here, just opening up their legs all day, every day, and just doing what they got to do or humping everything all around the world. Because now you got to start paying out of your pocket. You're going to second guess this, right? Like, you're going to think about it before you do it because now it's not free. It ain't going to just happen. You're going to be like, I don't got $600 for that.
I'm going to think twice about that.
You know, I don't see nothing wrong with that. I see that as, you know, I understand the government shouldn't tell people, nobody should have a right to tell you what to do with your own body. However, at the same time, if that's the case, then, okay, well, nobody's not telling you not to go out here and have sex. What they're telling you is that they're not going to pay for it. That's all they're saying. They're like, okay, y'all can do what y'all want. Y'all can go out here, do what you want to do, keep having these babies. You know, you barely can afford them. And this is just with every, and let's just be frank. You know, this ain't just black people, or I'm trying to start a family.
We melanated, Ash.
Yeah. Okay, we melanated. Yeah. Okay. Y'all got to work with me. I'm going to try to keep saying, you know, melanated instead of saying black all the time.
I'm still waiting on the color to show up. I don't know. I'm not a color.
Right.
Well,
when these black folks won't show up, I'm
still waiting on the color. I'm melanated. When they say
melanated,
that's when I show up.
Right. So you have a dark-skinned French person. What do you call them? You call them an African French?
Hey, I'll make sure y'all research that too, melanin. Y'all have never researched the scientific properties of melanin, please do so. Believe me, you'll be amazed.
Okay, well, not only just research, just tune in, because maybe two or three more episodes from now, we'll probably be talking about
it. Yeah, more than likely, I'm going to speak on it.
Leave it to RJ, because RJ going to be like, listen, I gave y'all homework 2 weeks ago. Let's see who actually going to get on our Facebook or chime in and actually answer some of these questions. Like, RJ will be that type of person. So if y'all listening and y'all going to be a part of the trial, just be aware of those type of situations, because when he tell you to research stuff, I can tell you now, you'll come back with it and be like, all right, did you research, Clay?
I'm just saying, like, the chemical properties, you know, melanin and how it correlates with your body and just in general, your nervous system, your brain, how it all works. But, like, it's the reason why, you know, our music sounds the way it sounds. Soul music, neo-soul, Eric Badu, et cetera, et cetera. It's the reason why it sounds the way it sounds.
Yeah, so...
That's dope. Y'all know y'all don't know about that melanin.
Hey. Oh, Lord. So I think, you know, the problem here, you know, like we said, we're trying to get to the base. We're trying to get to the root of all these issues of the hate. You know, I don't see humanity no more. Like, I don't even think it exists, to be honest. Like, it's, like, gone. Like, obsolete. It, the way we're going, you know, we're getting worse and worse with it. You know, you got social media. It's supposed to make us more social, but it's actually making us antisocial, actually. So it's not doing what it was created or it was intended to do. You know, it's a blessing. Don't get me wrong. You know, that's how I connect. That's how I met wonderful people like Queen Klein, you know. But at the same time, it's kind of like handicapping us and giving us, you know, too many opinions or too many alternative facts, as our 45th would say. I'm just calling 45 because... Okay, I can't even say president for his last name. Like, it just don't even sound right. Like, I can't even say it. So 45. So according to 45, you know, the alternative facts that are going on, and they over here laughing at me. But I am so serious about it, because that really is bothering me. Like, it's legit disturbing me about that. You know, like, really, we gonna sit here and make that the norm? Don't tell Quan. Listen, this is why we didn't go live, because you need to see Quan, because I'm going to put him on blast. You going to tell me that that's going to be the norm?
I hope not. See, when do all laws matter again? Is that what you're talking about, all laws matter?
Yeah.
Right? All laws matter. What's the education lady's name?
God. You're talking about Ditsy Betsy.
Yeah. On the Ditsy Trail. Her. does she... not think our kids' lives matter? Did y'all listen? Did y'all hear what she said? What y'all think about that? We go back to, when do they matter? Y'all gonna wait till you get to school? Are we gonna wait till then? See, everything that's happening right now goes back to when. We have to find out when.
Yeah, we gotta find out when. And honestly, I'm just gonna give what I see for this. All lives matter when we are first thought about, first conceived, when we in the womb. Like, that's just gonna be real. Every single person that is born and faces earth has, like I said, has energy, has a frequency. Therefore, we all, at the end of the day, all have, you know, ass crack, unless you were born with, you know, some type of deficiency. But we all have certain elements of our body. And each person, regardless of that, if you're breathing, you have a spirit within your body, period. You know, your color of your skin, you can't control that. You know, you can have two dark-skinned parents and have a light-skinned baby, or you can have two light-skinned parents and have a dark-skinned baby. You can have, you know, an interracial relationship, have a child, and end up having, you know, you don't even know what type of skin color that child will come out. Whatever the skin color is, that's just the skin color. But it's really the spirit that matters. Like, we can judge people based off of
the spirit, you know, that they have, like evil or good. Like that's really the bottom line. Like, it's either you're going to be following, you know, evil or you're going to be following good. It's really no in between, to be technical, like seriously, all, real talk. It's no in between. At the end of the day, we all possess a spirit, period. I don't care if you're an Arab. I don't care if you're a Mexican. I don't care if you're from Africa, Haiti. You have a spirit. Therefore, that is what we should be looking at as far as when it comes to All Lives Matter. Because when we look at All Lives Matter, and if somebody says that and you are a melanated being, people look at you like, oh, well, you're being a coon and you're taking up for them because you're saying All Lives Matter. All I'm saying is Black Lives Matter. But you're still missing the point. You know, like if you didn't hear at the beginning, like she gave you the mission of what that movement is about police brutality. It's not focused on the betterment of humanity or the society, to be honest with you. That's not what that movement is for. Therefore, the All Lives Matter movement is just another oxymoron, another oxymoron to what our society is already dealing with. Like we have enough of this stuff going on, but we constantly want to keep being separated. We constantly have segregation. And it's like at some point we honestly have to think about, do we want integration or we want segregation? What do you think people really want? Like, what's the problem? Are they like, do you think people want more of integration or segregation?
I mean, it all depends on the individual, especially in this country. There's a lot of people who do want unity. Then there's a lot of people who just don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it, you know, real. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people who don't care. They do believe in white supremacy. They do believe in, you know, supporting their culture and investing within their people, and you know what I'm saying, give a fuck about anybody else. That's just the way it is. But then you have those open-minded people, especially those who, you know, connect through the source of the Most High and who can look beyond this physical manifested reality, you know what I'm saying, who can look at somebody as a being or human of Earth, you know what I'm saying, citizen of Earth, you know what I'm saying, like myself. Personally, you know, I feel like
I was asking about integration and segregation.
Yeah, integration and segregation. I mean, that's just what the country was built off of. You know what I'm saying? It was what it was built off. It's a seed that was planted in the soil of history, and this is what it grew into. And the seed was given some nasty, dirty ass soil. You know what I'm saying? With some nasty fertilizer and, you know, this is the result of it all. We live in the past result, you know, and being that the reason why we're dealing with what we're dealing with today, the reason why, you know, integration is, we are integrated, but psychologically, mentally, and our belief systems, you know, that's the only thing that's really keeping us from seeing eye to eye, and also an understanding, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, a lot of that comes from the decisions that was made from in the past, you know what I'm saying? Personally, me, I would love to see everybody integrated and have some sort of, like, a better understanding of who we are, just, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I meet a lot of beautiful people every day, you know what I'm saying, from all races, all colors, you know what I'm saying, but you can't deny the fact that those white supremacists or whatever, just to be blunt, you know what I'm saying, are out there, you know what I'm saying, and another fact is everybody thinks they're right. So no matter how insane, how wicked, or how righteous or pure their thought process is, everyone feels like their actions are justified and it's right. Even if they want to kill somebody, they feel like they're right for doing it. So is it something that will ever change? Personally, I don't think so. I mean, within a collective group, yeah, but there's going to be another collective group that doesn't feel that way. Why? Because they feel like they're right for feeling the way they feel, doing what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I agree with you. That's crazy because, you know, I had a moment like that where I felt like, you know, even with the creation or, you know, doing this whole radio thing, like, okay, how are you really going to change the way people think? You know, people, it's just going to always be what it is. Like, it's going to always be evil and it's just always going to be drama and killing and anger against each other.
That comes from understanding.
Yeah, and then that's what sparked. And I was like, well, maybe it's just, like you said, it's because people don't fully understand themselves, number one. And when you tap into who you are,
then you have a better understanding and they will look at different other people in a different light. Like, for example, if I'm angry and I'm upset with myself, I really don't know myself, and or I don't want to accept, you know, my ancestors based off the color of my skin history. So I'm angry, I'm bitter, or I'm already pre-programmed based off of what is being taught in the school system, what's on social media, what's on the media, you know, what my parents may be saying, the stories that I'm reading, books I'm reading, and whatever. So I'm already having, you know, these flashbacks in the sense of my ancestors and what they dealt with. So either I'm going to be I'm going to gain an ego because of it, feeling like, oh, well, my ancestors felt like we were superior and we were above everyone. I'm going to keep that mindset, or I'm going to hate that. I'm like, wow, like, you know, I'm waiting and y'all did this? Like, y'all really sat here and just killed people for no reason? Like, y'all really had humans as, like, almost like animals as slaves? So it's either it's no in between with that. It's either you're going to not like what happened, or you're going to like what happened and you're going to have an ego from it. But either way, when you think about it, like you said, I feel like this whole thing, even not just with America, because you want to be honest with you, the root is even beyond America.
Right.
Because why did you go in the first place to Africa to get slaves to come over here anyway? Like, why was you even over here? Like, why you just didn't stay where you were? Like, you were in Europe, you was in the Caucasus Mountains, stay up there, minding your business. Like, why would you decide to explore and just start stealing people's stuff? Like, that alone is something psychological. That's nothing else but a psychological issue. That's a mental problem, you know. However, because we're starting to see that, we're in the age of awakening. There's a lot of people starting to realize, like, okay, wait a minute. There's too many alternative facts out there. We needed some real truth. So a lot of people are, you know, seeking that spiritual guidance, and this is why stuff like this have manifested itself. Because you got a new generation of people, you know, we young, we see what's going on. We're not dummies. So we're reading, we're watching, we're seeing, and we know that it's not right. So you're having a whole tribe of people that's starting to want to get together and say, you know, we can reverse. If they can create evil, and this goes back to what you were saying, if evil can spread like that, I feel like good can spread better. So if evil was able to take over the world like this, I feel like good can take over the world right back. Because that's where
we're going, because people are tired of this. It's true. Yeah, they are. No, I agree. People are tired. People are sick and tired. Why? Because the abused becomes the abuser. You know what I'm saying? And after so long of doing it, like, what was it, 400 plus years of this shit, and then they finally gave it for like 50 years of freedom, true freedom?
We're not free.
Still not.
You know what I call this phase? This is not freedom. You know what I call this the semi-segregation stage. So we semi-segregated. Mm-hmm. We ain't all the way there. Like, this is the semi-segregation stage. We tolerate it. It's like, okay, we won't let y'all do a little bit, but you still on our, you know, control. You still on our watch. Like, the government doing everything in its power.
Well, not to get politically involved, because that's good.
Yes.
Not why? Because melanin has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that right now. Melanin has a lot to do with it. I'm telling you, it's on a spiritual level, it does. You know what I'm saying? You're talking about, you know, melatonin, the third eye, and all that good stuff. Yeah, it does. It has a lot to do with it. You know why? Because, man, when we speak these words, you know, straight ether. You know, straight ether coming out of our mouths. You know, in the beginning of the Bible, what it said. In the beginning, there was the word. The word is the most powerful thing we had. When we look at our African American, you know what I'm saying, our melanated leaders that was on this earth, guess what they did? They had to get rid of them. Why? Because it was a threat. It was scared, fear. You know what I'm saying? Jesus Christ. Yeshua. You want to be more correct. You know
wait, that's what we're going to call him on this stage. We're going to call him by his real name.
Yeshua. Yeah. That's it. You know, so, it all stems from fear. You know what I'm saying? And back again, Black Lives Matter, or Melanated Lives Matter, whatever you want to call it, just follow me real quick. You know what I'm saying? It matters because right now, like I said, man, like, you can't snatch somebody from their roots, their culture, everything they've cultivated over thousands of years, and put them in a foreign country, and then, you know what I'm saying, do everything you did. Like, this stuff is encrypted inside of one's DNA, and that karma, or that karma it's inscribed in that DNA, and this is what we're dealing with today. You know, so we're dealing with individuals who are still dealing with that, man. And some people are born in a certain situation where you will question God. You know what I'm saying? And that's why things are the way they are. You know, but.
You got a good point though, you know, and that, I think that's what we get into. We get into the root, and I know you're gonna have a lot of people listening, and it just is what it is. You know, I'm just gonna keep it 100. I'm not all one race. Like I have 3 or 4, maybe even 5 different races inside of me. So at the end of the day, I feel like I am just who I am. I was born with this color skin, but that doesn't make me who I am. Like, my inner being is who I am. Like, if I'm a giving person or I care about others or I want to help or see other people succeed or I have a passion or a drive for education, that has nothing to do with my outer layer. It is all to do with my inner layer. And I feel like that's the missing link. Like, we have to love and know ourselves. If you have insecurities with yourself, we cannot expect you to be loving on other people. Like, that's not realistic. Like, if you look at yourself in the mirror and you're not happy with yourself, I mean, how you think you're going to look at everybody else? You're going to find something wrong. Prime example. Oh, yep. I got to speak on this. I got to speak on this. So, we got the Super Bowl yesterday, right? And, okay. Number one, I know this is not off topic, but it's on topic because, you know, sometimes we just go on, but this is relevant. I got to speak on it. So yesterday you have Lady Gaga. Love Lady Gaga. She gets up there, she's performing, she's doing her thing. But then the internet goes crazy because she got a little pouch and they're like, oh, she needs to lose weight and, oh, I got wraps for her and I got this weight loss system for her and blah, blah, blah. Like going on and on about how she, her outer appearance without looking at, and I guess it just went over everybody's head, a politically correct performance with, what, a patriotic soul, like, at the beginning, like, that was a shot to 40, that was a shot to 45, like, that was a shot, if you could make any other type of shot to 45 without being, of course she wasn't like B, you can't be like B, B is B, like, you can't come out like B, like, with your Black Power Panthers, you can't do that. But Lady Gaga did it her way. She did it her way. And to me, I think that just went over everybody's head because the only thing everybody focused on is her. And it was, she's skinnier than me. I don't understand what was the problem. I'm like, yo, she up there dancing. She's singing. She's flying from the top of the daggone stadium. Like, she just all over the place. Who else flew off the top of a stadium? Nobody. There's not one performance like that.
Word.
She was the first person flying off the daggone stadium. Like, nobody has done that. That was iconic for her. So we're going to remember Lady Gaga crazy behind and flew off the top of the daggone stadium. Yeah. But instead, social media wants to go straight to an outward. That right there just showed me again, the problem with people. Yeah. You know, it was her kind at that. This was the crazy part. It wasn't us, okay? I'm just going to say it. It was not the melanated beings. We did not care. It was her evil people. That was her people. They looked like her. And they, oh, I got these wraps for you. And I got this weight loss system that you can buy. And try to make a sale. Like, really? Like, what pouch are y'all looking at? Like, but y'all gonna miss the beginning. And y'all also going to miss the fact that the Patriots actually did not win, by the way. His lead was not over the line.
I've seen that.
Okay, but anyway, we're going to miss that part, too. We ain't even going to get on that. We're going to miss that part, too.
Yeah. I do feel like, though, I mean, it's just because, you know, individuals tend to sometimes reflect their own insecurities onto others the same way we reflect our dislike onto others. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you have certain insecurities, you may look at somebody else just to make yourself feel better. You might just, you know, oh, you lose weight, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Like, but if you show yourself and confident in yourself and you know that same perfection exists within that person as well, maybe they just haven't understood what's happened to it yet, you won't even look at them like that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that's my own personal point of view.
You look at the positive. I said, wow, she got... And all the people that was talking to us, I guarantee you they couldn't even run in place for 5 minutes. Like, right. They'd be out of breath falling on the floor because but she sat here and did a whole daggone for 15 minutes by herself. But she didn't have another artist. Like,
I mean, I understand this. I get you bad, but this is a good, this is a really good example. This is a real life, and that's another thing. You know, we're going to pick up real life situations. That's a real life situation that just happened yesterday of what we're saying as far as all lives matter, like you're sitting here bashing. But wait, hold on, pause. 2 weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't she one of the ones at the March for the Women?
Yeah.
I think she was there. I know I saw Alicia Keys was there. Madonna was there.
Madonna, she wanted to blow something up, they said.
Yeah, God, she crazy. But anyway. But she was supported. Lady Gaga was supporting the whole movie, right? Oh, but she was cool then. But if she got on stage and you want, I can't.
At these double standards, man. Everybody's up with these double standards. They want to do this, they want to do that. They want to, everything can be your way. You know what I'm saying? They just don't get that far. Everybody want to do this, do that. But we're going to talk about that another time with some double standards.
Which one it was, but it was going all over social media. People comments all negative, talking about how he, you know, deserved to, you know, die. You're talking about a little boy, a teenage, unarmed boy, that he deserved it. This is, again, go back to, this has nothing to do with police brutality. That was a whole other situation. That's not even the same thing. Like, we can't even, this was not black on black crime, like y'all try to say. This was none of that stuff. You're talking about a little boy with no gun gets killed, and your response is he deserved. Again, but when people were marching for Black Lives Matter, everybody had a problem. That's when All Lives Matter came about. The only reason All Lives Matter even existed in the first place was because Black Lives Matter came out. Because if Black Lives Matter would have never came out, we'd have never had All Lives Matter movement.
True. But then I think the fact, what I think is wrong is those who don't acknowledge, you know, what happened and the fact that we need to organize. As a culture, you got to stop being selfish and we have to organize. Reason why we have Black Panthers and we have, you know, these organizations, but right now, organization. It's time to organize, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's time to organize, communicate. And I'm a firm believer, if there's a problem, there has to be a solution. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, not do feel like organization, communication, and just being one mind, one body, you know what I'm saying, with this shit. That's important. It's truly important right now in today's age.
And comprehension.
Comprehension. Y'all, common mother.
Common sense.
I hope you don't mind me cussing, but hey, you know, it's life.
Listen, we gotta be raw. Like, if we were sitting up here being all politically correct and, you know, watch it, we'd be just like everybody else. We're gonna keep it raw. I told you, we said that at the beginning, right? Y'all will listen. Y'all gotta listen. That's all I'm gonna tell you. Like, podcast is not for everybody, but yeah, it's right. Gonna be for those that actually are trying to get a better understanding or a better comprehension of how to solve these problems. Like, we know there's a problem. Like you said, I'm a math person. You know what I'm saying? My degree is in mathematical science. So I'm a numbers lead. You call me the math lead. That's my nickname. Cool. He is absolutely 100% right. That's in fact. That's not an alternative fact. I'm going to keep putting it out there because I want y'all to understand the difference between alternative facts and a fact. That is a fact. Like, if it's a problem, there is a solution. And it might be multiple solutions, but in the day, there's a solution. Like, we just got to figure it out. And I do agree and believe that once we take color out of the picture and look at people for who they are, by the fruit of their labor, if a person is evil, a person is evil. If a person is good, a person is good. There's no in between. And that, and we gotta, you, we have these, you know, prejudiced views on a lot of stuff simply because of our conditioning. So as grown folks or as a new generation is coming up, we got to teach them otherwise. Like, don't look at people because of what they look like on the outside. Look at what they look like from the inside. But you know what? And it's going to probably creep some of y'all out. You know, you can actually feel people energy. I'm about to take it real elementary, but it's deep, but it's elementary. You can actually feel people energy, their frequency, their vibration.
Oh, no. Oh. know what emotion stands for? Emotions stands for energy and motion, y'all.
Okay, that was kind of like a...
Random facts. I'm going to throw random facts in here, y'all.
Okay, now we got random facts. Like, okay, we got...
That's all new.
Oh, God, I can't. Okay, so that was like one of them. Ding dong boom. Yeah. Like really, like RJ, like you just came out of nowhere. You know what that means? That was a geek fact. That's what that was. That was a geek moment. That was just not random, but that was like really nerdy. Did you say how you say it? It's all voicey.
And
guess what, you know?
You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if y'all, you know, if y'all study the aura and you know what the aura consists of or what it kind of say the fundamentals of spirituality. Now, your aura is sort of the receptor of that. When somebody walks in a room, you can kind of feel their presence because your aura is a receptor. It's picking up that energy and it's, you know, relaying that information within yourself, you know, which give your body a certain gut feeling or nervousness, anxiety, whatever the case may be. You get that for a reason, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly. Like women, I know y'all listening. How many of y'all be like, listen, that girl walk in, you be like, just something in me, just don't feel it. Like, I just ain't feeling her vibe. Like, okay, it's a gut feeling, like something off. Like, it's just what it is, you know? We got to go back to that. But the only way you're going to tap into that is if you know self. Then you're going to know that you're not being, you know, judgmental of the situation. That's how you know you're not being judgmental, because you're going to get that gut feeling. But you're going to know it's coming from you being in your higher self, you know. And honestly, you know, everybody, when you look at, I know we talked about the chakras at the beginning, but when you look into this, I'm pretty sure some of you are going to start looking into it and looking into energy and frequency, and you're going to see this little rainbow spectrum right up the body. It's seven of them. When you look at that and you're going to see the base, which is the red, which stands for the base root chakra. A lot of people, like I said at the beginning, go straight to the top, to the third eye, the crown. They be like, you know, oh, I'm enlightened. Everybody want to be enlightened, but they forget you got to get through all the junk at the bottom. Like, you can't go up if you don't get past the root. Like, we got to get past the root of this whole issue. Like,
and fear. Fear is one of those things that is deep rooted in the root. You know what I'm saying? That's one of those things that we experience in the lower chakras or the energy centers, which is, you know, also stimulated by the ganglion nerves. Y'all want to listen to that? But fear is one of those things. And a lot of us like claim that we're not scared, but some of us have a fear of the unknown. Some unknown things out here that we, so someone have a fear to open our minds towards or to even filter, you know what I'm saying, to find an understanding or having a fear of love or opening up to somebody, you know, and grounding yourself, getting to the root of it, understanding where it comes from in order to, you know, how can I say it, create more healthier habits, you know, because sometimes we create habits that no longer serve us, or never served us in the first place, that don't serve us any longer, but we still do them, you know what I'm saying, and getting to the root of things, understanding it, kind of ripping that old, you know, whatever past memory out, whatever the case may be, ground you, you know, makes you sure of who you are and confident within your own skin, you know what I'm saying? Gives you security and balance. So, yeah, that's just the little song.
So that, I mean, when you look at it from that perspective, like, no, seriously, when you look at it from that perspective, it gets kind of deep. And I know a lot of people.
Technical difficulties, please give us one moment.
Yeah, that was me. I'm just going to be honest. That was Ashley K. Y'all know I don't have all my marbles. I told you at the beginning, it's our first. But wait, you want to know what I was just doing? I'm going to keep it real. You know, I'm going to tell you what I was just doing. I'm going to tell you exactly what I was just doing. I got on my phone. I clicked the link because I was trying to share it with somebody. And you just heard it start talking, like you just heard it talking. So I'm just saying, like, at least we know it worked. Like, I know y'all can hear it, so, so that's a good thing. I was testing it out live, but either way, like you said, it, you know, it gets really, really deep. And you know, we try not to make it so it's like, okay, so deep for everybody, it's just way over your head. And then through all these episodes and through this, you know, I want you guys to feel like You guys are part of the tribe. You know, we call ourselves the Base Vibe Tribe. And as we wrap up today's show, you know, I just wanted to elaborate further on what that is, you know, as far as being a part of what we got going on. Like, we're real transparent, we're real raw, as you can see. And we want y'all to feel like y'all part of the family, you know, vibing with us. Like, tell us how y'all energy feeling. Y'all having good, bad days? Like, you know, what's the wavelengths and frequencies that you're dealing with? What's the issue that you're dealing with? You see how we changing up the vocabulary? So it ain't, you know, it's not always, you know, what it seems, you know. So we want you to definitely send us messages. You can email us. You can check us out on all social media sites, Base Vibration Network. We also have Base Vibe Tribe on all social media. We have our website, which is basevibrationnetwork.com. You can check all that out and let us know, like, what type of topics you want us to talk about. What's a question that's a touchy subject that you feel that you don't have the freedom to ask, or you don't feel like you ever really get the answer to, because everybody got their preconceived notions about it, or they know you, so they're going to be thinking when you ask it, they're going to feel some type of way about how you asking it. So you can just ask us those questions, and we don't mind. Like, we're going to have, you know, special guests up here, some experts up here. You know, of course, we're going to give our perspectives. We got Queen Kwan, who is our statistics. She's the actual facts. Then you know.
So the facts, ma'am.
Just the facts. So she gonna be chatting, right? Telling the truth, you know, giving it from that perspective. And then, you know, we're gonna give it how we know how to give it, and give it unbiasedly. You know, like I said, you know, I don't have affiliation with any type of organization, no affiliation with any type of particular religion or anything like that. It's just plain neutral, just taking myself out of the situation and just looking at it overall, you know, from both perspectives. And that's sometimes what we have to do. You know, see things in other people's eyes, so that way we don't always be consumed in ourselves, you know, so consumed in our way of thinking and not paying attention how somebody else might think. And then it might trigger something in you, like, oh, that might be right. Like, they might be doing something. So definitely feel free to give your viewpoint. This episode is going to be on our website as far as our blog. So we're going to post this link inside the website, so you can go back, listen to it, you know, share it, talk to people that you know that, you know, maybe want to get some clarity on different topics. Like we told you, our next episode is going to be his story versus her story. So that's going to be pretty dope. And so, yeah, I mean, what else do you guys want to wrap up as far as what's going on? Like, really, as a quick recap of everything we were just saying, as far as the whole movement of All Lives Matter, when, and what this whole Base Vibration Network is all about.
I'm gonna go ahead. My people, it's time to organize. It's time to communicate. And it's time to, you know, get back in touch with the origins, with the roots of everything. You know what I'm saying? Understand your self-worth. You know what I'm saying? Understand your self-worth. Gain that knowledge of self. It says that man knows thyself. And he says that for a reason. You know what I'm saying? So it's time to organize. Truly, it's truly time to organize. But for the organizations, I think it's time for them to expand their mission beyond police brutality. It is an issue. It definitely is an issue, and I have my opinion towards that as well. But it also stems beyond that. It stems deeper. And we have to acknowledge that as well in our own culture. And we got to, you know what I'm saying, snap out of a selfish mind state and start, you know, putting some focus on us, because anybody else going to do it for us. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people complain about the white folks, Chinese, whatever. Not narrow them going to do anything for us. Why? Because they don't have nothing to worry about. They've been grounded and rooted into their culture and into what they know. You know what I'm saying? So don't expect them to, you know, some of them care. I'm not going to, some of them are sympathetic or whatever the case may be. But like I said, y'all, I think the focus is on the culture. And that's that right there. That's best for our children, you know what I'm saying? And also, just to add on top of that, you know what I'm saying, wisdom and knowledge, that is the ultimate wealth. You can't take that from me. I can't take that from you. Nobody can take it from anybody. So y'all share that wisdom. Y'all share that knowledge. And you know what I'm saying? I know a lot of us are out here trying to go get it. A lot of us are focused on trying to make this money. We ain't really got much time to think about these political issues or whatever the case may be. But for y'all who have children, please show them some attention. Don't just beat them and cuss them out and go about your day and wonder if they're going to, you know what I'm saying, do better. No, show them attention, spend that time with them, you know what I'm saying? Share that wisdom and knowledge, you know, because why are they going to take that with them forever? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, God bless y'all. For real.
So that's going to be it. We're going to wrap it up. That is a doobie. He's too silly. I'm telling you. You see the live videos, y'all going to be like, yo, what's really going on? But, yeah, that's a wrap. You know, that we want to say here on the Bass Vibe Tribe Radio and, you know, the Bass Vibration Network, we don't like to say bye, but we like to say be more. Be more. Go out and be more. Be great. Do, you know, better things with yourself. Until next time. Deuces.
Peace.